I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics. One of cinema's classic filmmakers is the great David Cronenberg.
Yeah.
Still working.
Yep.
Don't hear much from him anymore. Yeah. I think recently he directed a movie called Maps to the Stars. But his kid is now directing films, and he's come bursting out of the gate with this movie called Possessor.
I wonder if you can see the bloodline in this. So to speak.
So you know Cronenberg, right? Cronenberg was most famous for movies like Scanners, The Fly, the remake of The Fly.
Right. Et cetera, or something. There's something.
Naked Lunch. Existenz.
Existenz. That's so the
These
one.
Are weird movies. Videodrome. You can't talk about this kid or this film without thinking about his father's
work. Otherwise, he could have changed his name.
He could have.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. If he didn't want us to think about it.
That's right.
This is definitely a work in line with his father.
All right. So this is some of Inception about it, would you say? A little, planting in somebody's mind.
It is the Cronenbergian, whether you want to attribute that to the father or son, a Cronenbergian version of Inception.
Right.
So there's this weird organization, and they have this woman who they hire to get inside the minds, and the identity of a living person, right?
So Andrea Riseborough, new star, old star Jennifer Jason Leigh, the creator, I think, of this.
Yeah.
So they get inside of him.
However they do it, they lay this. It's kind of like computers don't play into it. That's a relief, right?
Because
I think we're all done with that. So somehow they put this woman in a machine or something, and she gets inside the mind of their target
and
for whatever reason they want you.
And her body. I think, and part of this is that her body gets in there too when she does with Colin at the end. But I think beside the mind, you also get some body transfer.
Well, for sure. There's this, you know, getting inside the mind of a man, she is now inhabiting this,
which
a new gender, a new
pretty
body.
Cool idea,
right?
I thought.
Yeah, it's great. And they really do kind of explore, well, you can only read the tensions on the actor's face. Christopher Abbott, who is another up-and-coming actor who you've seen, I'm sure you know that face. He really... I think this guy is the one that carries the movie, playing Andrea Riseborough, playing him. So he's got this like befuddled slash competent look on his face. He's got to like register all these emotions, not just the emotions of his character, but hers as well.
Well, look at these characters are impelled to assassinate. That's the point. If you're rich enough, you can pay this company.
Right.
They can get somebody to assassinate your enemy, and they can blow him off too, or her. At the end,
exactly,
when they try to put a gun.
Of course, we realize that capitalism is under all of this, right?
Yes,
capitalist
so.
Greed is fueling all of this destruction of the body, of the mind, of gender, of identity, of sex. The movie is in true Cronenbergian fashion, bizarrely violent, like the
wait a minute. Now, yes, you are so true. The blood all over that place, uncalled for. Way, way too much.
Really?
Here's the thing.
Tradition.
Okay, the thing is, they've got a gun to do the job.
Okay.
At some point, they decide to use a steak knife.
Yes, she does that.
Oh, yes, I know.
Right? And that is a wonderful little twist. Like, she could do this really easily.
Yes.
Because,
and,
you know, what is that saying about maybe the repressed aggression that women deal with in navigating a male world or being a part of a system where their identity is suppressed?
Yes.
You know? And so what she wants to do is carve her existence into the world. She won't just use the gun, which is a male symbol. She uses the knife.
Very nicely done. You may remember the first scene.
Because the knife opens things.
Thank you.
You might say the knife is phallic, but the knife opens the body in a way.
All I can do is remember that opening scene with all the ladies in their blue outfits, and the one lady comes to assassinate that porky guy.
Yeah.
She does not use a gun. She uses a knife as well.
Right, she also uses it. Because it's her. It's the same character inside of her.
Yeah, it's called Possessor.
Possessor.
And it's very likely to possess your mind for a while after you've seen it.
Can't say that about a lot of movies. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at WCBE.org.